Former Texas legislator, Ag Commissioner, and Comptroller Susan Combs has been nominated by President Trump to serve as an Assistant Secretary of the Interior for Policy, Management, and Budget. For those millions of Americans who have farms, ranches, resorts, oil and gas production, logging, and much more, which is subject to control by the Bureau of Land Management and other federal agencies, Combs' appointment by the president is good news. Susan Combs is not sufficiently conservative in some ways and has a history of big government nanny state policy, such as telling kids what they can or can't eat at school, Michelle Obama style. But Combs is at heart a rancher and a strong supporter of business. Having her hand in policy management and budget at the Department of the Interior, the parent agency of the hated BLM, can only be a positive step. Moving to another subject, teacher unions and groups are now claiming that a proposal to end Texas taxpayers from subsidizing member management functions for their groups is an effort to silence teachers. My, what hyperbole we get from folks at the Association of Texas Professional Educators. What must these various unions and associations think of the real value to their members they provide if they believe members will go away if taxpayers don't pay the cost for collecting dues? It's not much of an organization if members are unwilling to pay their dues directly outside of a paycheck deduction. What these groups seem to really want is for taxpayers to be silent when it comes to public education and just turn over unlimited money and power to them, the credentialed classes. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.